This is the fall 2020 issue of the Reading Matters newsletter from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121. Business hours, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Phone 206-615-0400 or toll-free 800-542-0866. It can be reached by email at wtbbl@sos.wa.gov and can be found online at www.wtbbl.org. From the Director by Danielle Miller. In these continuously uncertain times, we believe libraries are more important than ever. Wetabal staff have been working hard both from the library and at home to provide your library service and support you during a constantly changing landscape. We are committed to getting you the books you need and empowering you to keep reading. And if our most recent data is any indication, you have been reading. These past several months have seen some of our highest circulation numbers in recent memory. In June, our first month back, we circulated over 32,000 books, the most for a single month in several years. This July, we circulated over 26,000 books, a 5.5% increase over July 2019, and we continue to have high circulation numbers. Wetabal staff are some of the most dedicated and resilient people I've ever known, and I'm honored to work with them. We've been supporting each other and working together within and among departments, building an even stronger team. Remote work and collaboration have resulted in new ideas and new ways to get things done. We are innovating, adapting quickly, and ensuring ongoing operation of our most essential services. In August, we held our first meeting of the Wetabal Quarterly Patron Book Club. We had a great turnout, and there was a lively discussion about a local mystery, including reminiscing about restaurants that have since closed and a time when the Seattle traffic wasn't so bad. Our second meeting will be December 16th with another local selection. We look forward to having you join us. Keep reading for more information about the book selection and how to participate. This year is a big election year, and our audiobook production department produced the state voters pamphlet. The department's work helps to ensure access to information and full participation in Washington elections. Every 3 years, we ask you to let us know how we are doing and what we could do better. Your feedback is critical in shaping library services and helping us focus our efforts and make improvements. We enclosed our patron satisfaction survey in the large print newsletter. We ask that you take some time to fill it out and return it, or use the link provided to submit the survey online. Thank you for providing us this valuable feedback and helping us enhance your library service. Watch for our recommended reads lists for a good book to curl up with this fall. Have a wonderful holiday season and stay well. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. Programming may not be in person this year, but the Youth Services Department is as busy as ever. We wound down the 2020 summer reading program with children participating remotely in a virtual escape room called Escape from Wetabal. Activity packets, challenges, and reading recommendations based on the Imagine Your Story theme were mailed to students statewide for 8 weeks this summer. Our grand prize winners, chosen by raffle from those who turned in their reading logs, were Michael M. in the early literacy category, Abigail B. in the children's category, and Griffin L. in the teen category. Congratulations to these readers who completed their goals of 16 hours or 16 books read. We can't wait to do it all again next summer, and next year we will have a wild animal theme of tales and tales. That's tales, T-A-I-L-S, and tales, T-A-L-E-S. This fall saw a strange start to the school year, but never fear. Wetabal is here as always to help students, parents, and teachers with audio, large print, and braille materials for classroom activities and leisure reading. We are bursting with fun projects as well. The Teen Advisory Board and Youth Services Department are creating an art installation in the library's public browsing area. The installation, Lend a Hand So That All May Read, will feature a 3D mosaic of youth patrons' handprints decorated with colorful sand and framed so that guests can see the diversity of our youth patrons. If you haven't sent back your handprint yet or haven't received a kit to make one, please contact youth librarian Aaron Groth at Aaron, that's E-R-I-N dot Groth, G-R-O-T-H, at sos.wa.gov. Missing the annual Halloween party we hold at the library? Don't worry. This year, Wotavl invites you to celebrate with a spooky virtual escape room based on Ray Bradbury's book, The Halloween Tree. Our escape rooms are designed to be accessible for screen readers and work on the Google Forms platform. They are recommended for ages 8 and up. Visit our digital escape room at https://tinyurl.com/Wotavl escape. That's capital W, capital T, capital B, capital B, capital L, lowercase escape, ESCAPE. It's hard to believe, but the holiday season is upon us. Stay tuned to find out about a cheerful virtual winter party coming to a screen near you this December. Want to stay in the know on all things youth services? Sign up for DOTS, Wotavl's Youth Patron Newsletter, a bi-monthly email bulletin to keep you up to date. The link to sign up can be found on the Youth Services page of Wotavl's website. And on the cover, Wotavl readers Greg and Rachel helped produce the audio version of the November 3, 2020 general election voters pamphlet. For more information, call 800-448-4881. New audiobooks from Wotavl by John Pye. Fall is here. Celebrate the change of seasons with some familiar genres and some classic historical subjects. DBC 6992, Tales of a Tail Gunner, a memoir of Seattle in World War II by Eddie S. Picardo. Author Eddie Picardo is a natural storyteller. He describes growing up in a large, close-knit Italian-American family in North Seattle before World War II. He joined the Army Air Force when the war came and found himself in the rear turret of a B-24 bomber over Europe. 1996, narrated by Norm Zimmerman. DBC 15709, Cast in Stone by G.M. Ford. Private investigator Leo Waterman is contacted by an old flame who thinks her daughter-in-law survived the fatal boating accident that killed her son. Soon, Leo is thinking the daughter-in-law did survive and is leaving a trail of mayhem behind her. 1996, narrated by Dan Shields. DBC 6977, Chief Seattle and the Town That Took His Name by David Burge. Born in the late 1700s, Chief Seattle was an established leader when settlers arrived at the site of the city that bears his name. His working relations with the settlers helped shape the future of the city and his people. 2017, narrated by Greg Porter. DBC 6922, In the Clearing by Robert Dugoni. Klickitat County and Seattle, Washington Detective Tracy Crosswhite is juggling two cases, a domestic murder in Seattle and a 40-year-old cold case in Klickitat County. She'll have to work her way through a thicket of lies if she's to solve either one. 2016, narrated by Courtney Maharis. DBC 16932, King of Fish, The Thousand-Year Run of Salmon by David R. Montgomery. Traces the human impacts on salmon over the last 1,000 years and examines the implications for salmon recovery efforts. While aware of the possible bleak outcome for the salmon, the book concludes with provocative recommendations for reinventing the ways in which we make environmental decisions about land, water, and fish. 2003, narrated by Linda Emel. For our younger readers, we have a few titles to stimulate the mind. DBC 7050, Where I Live, by Brenda Ruffner. Lyndon is a girl with a secret. Though she works hard to keep up appearances, the truth is weighing down on her. She's homeless and sleeps at her high school every night. Lyndon believes she can keep this up until one of her classmates comes to school with a bruised face, and questions of abuse and her own past come bubbling to the surface. For junior and senior high readers, 2018, narrated by Beth Larimore. DBC 7044, Mismatch, by Lindsay Nemioka. Suzanne Huey is a new girl at a mostly white school in Seattle. When she meets Andy Suzuki in her orchestra class, she is intrigued but wary of what her father and grandmother consider clashing heritages. The other kids in her class think they should date, but Suzanne's and Andy's families have some prejudices about their children's choice of partner. For grades 6 through 9, 2006, narrated by Sherry Yang. DBC 16750, Aunt Nancy and the Bothersome Visitors, by Phyllis Root. Four humorous tall tales about the ingenious ways Aunt Nancy rids herself of pesky visitors, those who have overstayed their welcome, and even Mr. Death. for grades 2 through 4, 2007, narrated by Karen Smith Frazier. DBC 16905, Hunt for the Past, My Life as an Explorer, by Sue Hendrickson. This self-taught field paleontologist tells about the exhilaration of her first find to unearthing the largest, most complete Tyrannosaurus rex fossil ever found. For grades 2 through 4, 2001, narrated by Mary Schlosser. Advice from Reader's Advisory by Alan Benson. By the end of the year, we hope to have in place a new system of circulating books. Instead of sending you several cartridges each with one book, you will receive a smaller number of cartridges with a bundle of books on each one. Every time a cartridge is returned, we will create a new cartridge for you with another bundle of books. There are many advantages to this. You gain access to the entire collection instead of what happens to be on the shelf on a given day. You should never hear "it's not on the shelf" or "we'll put this book on reserve for you" again. If we've got it, you can have it. This means you can get old favorites and brand new books easily. Even if you have only two or three cartridges on hand, you will have many more books out than before. As many as 15 books will fit on one cartridge. Since books will be freshly downloaded, cartridges should have fewer technical problems. We will be choosing from the entire collection, so we happily welcome your requests for specific titles, authors, and subjects. You may wish to call us now at 800-542-0866 to update your preferences. We look forward to hearing from you. Quarterly Patron Book Club by Shannon Curry. The Watauble Book Club is a fun, entertaining, and lively discussion of a book by a Northwest author or with Northwest interest. The titles we read will be available in audio and braille, both on BARD or for you to order from the library. The next book club meeting will be Wednesday, December 16th from 2 to 3 p.m. Patrons can participate by telephone using our free conference call service. You can join the discussion by calling 800-920-7487 with the participant code 392-583-44 and then the pound sign. We will read The Winemaker's Daughter by Timothy Egan in audiobook as DBC 7080 and in Braille as BRC 653. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Egan's novel is a story of wine, love, fire, and betrayal set in the inland Northwest. Brunella Cartolano, an ecologist, is battling the corporate development of Seattle's waterfront, as well as the drought devastating her family's vineyard in eastern Washington. When Brunella's brother disappears in a smoke-jumping accident, she not only must solve the mystery of his disappearance, but deal with the competing interests of those wanting to exploit the state's water supply. The Winemaker's Daughter is an exciting, detailed portrait of the Pacific Northwest. Let us know if you would like to participate so we can contact you with any updates or schedule changes. You can request a copy of the book or let us know you will join us by calling 800-542-0866 or emailing Watauble, that's W-T-B-B-L, at sos.wa.gov. We look forward to talking about books with you. New Books in Braille by Ed Godfrey. Watauble's Braille Production Department and its volunteers have been working hard to make more locally produced books available to our patrons. Here are some of the latest titles. BRW 8680, The Seventh Canon by Robert Dugoni. Since passing the bar 3 years ago, San Francisco attorney Peter Donnelly has worked for his Uncle Lou. The day Lou is asked to represent a priest accused of murder and pedophilia, he has a stroke. Taking over the distasteful case quickly puts Donnelly in danger. Violence in Some Strong Language, 2016, transcribed by Gail Vicioni. BRW 8688, Solar Reboot by Matthew D. Hunt. Alex Robinson has prepared for disasters by having a well-stocked cabin in Washington State. Too bad he's in Manhattan when violent solar flares cause society to collapse. Now he has to cross the country with his diabetic daughter, Piper. It's not safe out there. Some Violence in Strong Language, 2017, transcribed by Karen Hara. BRW 1454, A Time to Dance by Padma Venkatraman. Vita, a classical dance prodigy, lives and breathes dance. Yet when an accident leaves her a below-knee amputee, her dreams are shattered. But Vita refuses to let her disability rob her of her dreams. Instead, she reconnects with the world around her and begins to discover who she is and what dance truly means to her. For Senior High Readers, 2015, transcribed by Joan Moritz. BRW 8708, A Heart in a Body in the World by Deb Caletti. Followed by Grandpa Ed in his RV and backed by her brother and friends, 18-year-old Annabelle impulsively decides to run from Seattle to Washington, D.C. She becomes a reluctant activist as people connect her journey to a traumatic event. For Senior High and Older Readers, 2018, transcribed by Karen Hara. The Harry Potter series by J.K. Rowling is now available in UEB. BRW8717, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, number one in the series. On Harry Potter's 11th birthday, he learns that he is more than an unwanted orphan. The Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry recruits him because he has inherent magical abilities. As he purchases his school supplies, robes, wand, and messenger owl, Harry looks forward to attending his new boarding school. For grades 4 through 7, bestseller, 1998. BRW8718, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, number 2 in the series. Despite a warning not to return to Hogwarts for his second year of wizardry studies, Harry shows up. But he is in danger from the opened Chamber of Secrets, as well as from his would-be protector. Sequel to Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, BRW8717, for grades 4 through 7, bestseller, 1999. BRW8719, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, number 3 in the series. Harry is relieved to be back at Hogwarts for his third year with his friends Ron and Hermione, even though he isn't completely safe. The escaped convict Sirius Black, a staunch supporter of Voldemort, is after Harry. Sequel to Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, BRW8718, for grades 4 through 7, bestseller, 1999. BRW8720, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, number 4 in the series. Now 14, the student wizard is eager to leave the Dursleys and join his friends Hermione and Ron for the Quidditch World Cup before beginning his fourth year at Hogwarts. But his enemies have not forgotten him. Sequel to Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, BRW8719, for grades 4 through 7, bestseller, 2000. Thank you to our donors from June 1st to August 31st, 2020. Thank you to all our donors, patrons, and champions. This year has been challenging for all of us, and we appreciate the amazing support we have received from all of you. Our annual campaign is just starting, and we hope you'll consider donating to Wotabble this year. Please look for our letter in the mail in the coming weeks. Every donation is appreciated, no matter the amount, and helps us better serve you. You can send a check to Wotabble at 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783, or you can give securely online at www.wtbbl.org. The donors for this period are Geraldine and Milton Ahrens, James Adamson, Mayumi and Arnold Alto, Deanne and Michael Andrews, Anonymous, 7 of them, Peter Baker, David Dean and Vernon Barker, Arlene Beacom, Dorothy Beckstad, Joan Benedetti, Marilyn Bennett, Claudia Burge, Georgia Black, Braina Brady, Philip Bransford, Penelope Bridgman, Shirley Broadbent, Janet Buchler, Clinny and James Cannon, Martha and Russell Chambers, Lynn and Robert Chase, Preetha Chatterjee, Georgia and Joseph Chiarella, Carolyn Clayton, Janice Clayton, Denise Coley, Kathy Cooper, Mary Cottingham, Marantz Craw, Irma Cross, Nancy Walsh and Alvin Crow, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Diana Culver, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Annabelle and Lawrence Davis, Gerald Day, Luella Dick, Mary Louise DeJulio, Donovan Dolan, Edmund Doucette, Levon Dreiss, Margaret Dunbar, David Elliott, Janet Elmore, Isabel and Gary Ernest, Gerald Irvine, Julie and Robert Fairchild, Joy Fletcher, Deborah Flores, Eileen Frost, Edna Fujihara, Cleora Funes, Daniel Furman, John Furman, Susan Furman, James Gergich, Sharon and Marvin Geis, Susan and Bjorn Joel Mesley, Deanna Glenn, Diane and Clement Gray, Deborah Brozovich and Frank Green, Michelle Greenkey, Malcolm Griffiths, Richard Griffiths, Elizabeth Habersetzer, Debbie Hager, Jack Hatlin, Judith and Earl Hawkins, Harry Haynes, Maxine Healy, Marion Hirth, Elizabeth and Ken Hildebrandt, Sherry Hopkins, Kathleen Howard, Dan Humphrey, Cheryl Ishida, Mary Iverson, Helen and Bud Johnson, Barbara Johnson, Laura Johnson, Sue Johnson, Colette and Richard Johnston, Penny Jones, Hannah Karras, Jean Katsumoto Yan, Patricia Kautz, Karen Kent, Laura and Stephen Kern, Jan Keir, Juana Lee Killian, Wilfried and Vanda Kressner, Barbara and Donald Kussler, Loretta and Morton Kuznets, Suzanne Label, Ginger Ladd, June Lane, Annabelle Lane, Anne Larson, Kathleen Law, Ennis Liliorin, Brian Long, Marsha Lawrenson, Alice and William McDonald, Rary McLean, Gladys and J. William Malley, Evelyn Maley, Jan and John Mantle, Lisa Marr, Dorothy Marks, John Martin, Harriet Masters, Mary Matson, Vivian Matz, M. Jane McCary, Verna and Deanne McCoy, Norma and John McGregor, Richard McHenry, Jack Melil, Louise Middleton, Michael Miller, Betty Miller, Vincentina Menicelli, Kathleen Monette, Winnie and George Moore, Gilbert Moss, Mania and Neve Mukherjee, Carol and Bernard Mullerleal, Barbara Murr, Judy Wilson and Margaret Myers, Isabel and Walter Nelson, Sherry Nelson, AJ and Ray Nichols, Nancy and Irving Neisether, Sean O'Keefe, Charlotte Oliver, James Parker, Diane and Wesley Patterson, Kathy Penny Legion, Susan Piscura, Carolyn Peterson, Ann Peterson, Juanita Peterson, Georgine Patterson, Ellen Porter, Shirley Pounton, Charity Ranger, Yvonne and Jack Redman, Sharon Reynolds, Janet Richard, Lillian Rodell, Robert Rowning, Jean and Stephen Ruckman, Beverly Ruth, Joan Solin, Donald Castro and Shuri Sagusa, Stephen Sane, Annette and Earl Sand, Wilma Schunk, Rebecca Scott, Susan Schell, Charles Sickles, Rose Silber, Maria Sertkanova, Elizabeth Smith, Sandra Smith, Anne Solomon, Margaret Squire, Mary Standifer, Paul Staria, Constance Steffen, Christopher Stone, Kathleen Sullivan, Jewel Sullivan, Marilyn and Tom Taggart, Jacqueline Tobble, Mary Taylor, Willard Taylor, Frida Tesh, Donna and Richard Thorkelson, George Tutt, Mary Alice Urey, Janice and Boyd Vanderleest, Nancy Van Leidegraaff, Susan Vetto, Roy Vetto, Sandy Waddell, Leslie Walters, Susan and Charles Weaver, Christina White, William Watala, Grace Williams, Beverly Witt, Phyllis Woodman, Francis Ray, Kim Wyman, Norma Zylstra. In memory of Gloria Jensen, Joanne Keaveney, Alita Keir, June Krasny, Katie and Neil Parker. In honor of Shannon Curry, Dorothy Lakowitz, and A.C. Peterson. The Watauble Patron Survey of 2020. Patron feedback is the most important way for us to determine what services and resources to offer. It is important for us to get your feedback regarding our services, how well they are delivered, and what could be done better. The survey has 16 questions and includes ones where you can share your thoughts with written responses. All questions are important, as are the opinions and ideas you share with us. All answers are confidential and anonymous. If you have any questions about the survey, please contact Danielle Miller at 206-615-1588, 800-542-0866, or Danielle Miller, that's Danielle, M-I-L-L-E-R, at sos.wa.gov. An online version of this survey is available at https://tinyurl.com/WTBBL survey, and WTBBL is all capitalized. And Watauble survey is one word. Question 1, have you contacted Watauble in the past year? Yes, no. Question 2, if so, what methods did you use? Please circle all that apply. A, phone call. B, email. C, in-person visit. D, written correspondence. E, other, and there's a blank to fill that in. Question 3, how did you find out about Watauble? Please circle all that apply. A, friend, family. B, support group. C, school. D, speaker event. E, referred by professional. F, brochure, rack card, or other publication. G, radio or television announcement. H, online, or I, other, and there's a blank space to fill in your response. Question 4, how do Watauble services benefit you? Please circle all that apply. A, entertainment, B, knowledge, C, quality of life, D, education and research, or E, other. And there's a blank space to fill in your response. Question 5, for the Wetabl services you use, please circle a rating on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being poor and 5 being excellent. If you do not use a listed service, please do not circle a rating number. A, digital audiobooks on cartridge, 1 through 5. B, book selections the library makes for you, 1 through 5. C, Bard, 1 through 5. D, Bard mobile app, 1 through 5. E, Braille books, 1 through 5. F, youth large print books, 1 through 5. G, magazines on cartridges from NLS, 1 through 5. H, Wetabl online catalog, 1 through 5. I, Wetabl social media, 1 through 5. J, Wetabl website, 1 through 5. And K, other, with a blank to fill in your response, rated 1 through 5. Question 6, are you aware that Wetabl has special services and programs for youth patrons in schools? Yes, no. Number 7, if you answered yes to question 6, do you receive the DOTS Wetabl's Youth Patron Newsletter? Yes, no. Question 8, are you aware that Wetabl produces talking books in Braille for its patrons in Washington and to share with the rest of the U.S.? Yes, no. Question 9, do you use the Internet? Yes, no. Question 10, which services listed below do you use? Please circle all that apply. A, Audible. B, Bookshare. C, Foreign Language Books. D, Learning Ally. E, NFB Newsline. F, Public Library Audiobooks. G, Other, with a space to write your response. Question 11. Overall, please circle the rating you would give Wetabl, with 1 being poor and 5 being excellent, and 1 through 5. For these statements, please circle agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or disagree. Question 12. Wetabl is responsive to my needs as a patron. Agree, somewhat disagree, disagree. Number 13, Wetabl's book collection meets my expectations. Agree, somewhat disagree, disagree. Number 14, Wetabl is innovative and continues to offer relevant services. Agree, somewhat disagree, disagree. Please complete these statements. Number 15, Wetabl is doing well at, and there's a space to record your response. Number 16, Wetabl could be better if, and a space to record your response. Optional demographic information. What is your age? What is your gender? A, male, B, female, C, non-binary, D, decline to answer. Are you a military veteran? Yes, no. What is your zip code? Which disability best describes why you use Wetabl? Please circle 1. A, blind, B, visually impaired, C, deafblind, D, reading disabled, E, physically disabled, F, multiple disabilities, or G, other, and there is a space to record your response. How long have you been a Wetabl patron? Please circle 1. A, less than 1 year, B, 1 to 5 years, C, 6 to 10 years, D, 11 to 15 years, or E, over 16 years. This is the end of the recording.